Episode 2060, Face Your Fears.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. Are you ready for an incredible week? Come on, rise and shine and face your fears. It's Mindset Monday. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, the fears you do not face become your limits. Face your fears and conquer your day, for one step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. I don't know about you, but have you ever woken up going, man, I cannot wait for the day? And then you get ready, you take your shower, you put on your Lee press-on face, you do your hair, you get everything ready for school, whatever that looks like right now, and you are headed off for your day, and all of a sudden, a thought crosses your mind, and you're frozen in time. Fear can fill your day with hesitation and stuttered achievements. Not being able to get past what you do not know riles you up. You're like, come on, you know this, you can do it, but you still stay stuck. You can't move forward because what you don't know creates fear within. Not knowing is very intimidating. And who doesn't want to know what is happening? We all want to know, right? It's all in the control aspect. But regardless of your knowledge, fear does not have to take over your everyday. But that's what happens. Fear comes in, knocks at our door. We say, hello. And we're like, welcome. Come on in. Make yourself at home. And then what happens? You don't move forward. You don't move forward on your business. You don't move forward on your health journey. You don't move forward in your relationships. You don't move forward in life, period. You're stuck. Something's happening. It's because it's not happening. It's what you don't know. You've lost control. And this chaos thing, it's fine if it's kind of a little crazy and you can kind of chuckle about it. It looks good to be drinking out of that cup that says I'm the chaos coordinator. But instead, when you're running in your everyday, it's more like you're running from what you don't know. So how do you balance real life? How do you balance that fear that knocks at your door every single day? Well, you got to face your fears. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Face your fears. Now, these fears that we're talking about, we're not talking about spiders. We're not talking about snakes. We're not talking about fear of flying. Now, can you look at this and apply these tools and strategies? Of course you can. But we're talking about your everyday life fear, the stuff that gets in the way of you moving forward, you getting you where you want to go. It's the mindset part. It's the thoughts. And sometimes we don't even recognize them as fear. But yet they show up and they're no longer ghosted anymore. It's smack dab right in front of you. And you try to shake it off. And everything you try and you shake it off and you shake it off. Well, guess what? It's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years later, and you're still in the same place. And the little book, remember that little engine that thought he could? That only goes so far when you're in adulthood. Face your fears. So what does it look like in real life? Number one, know what you fear. Sometimes what you think you are fearful of is not what it is truly about. Look at what scares you and brings about an unsettled feeling in your gut. Be explicit about what it is. Write it down. Acknowledge it. Talk to somebody. Reach out to a confidant that you know isn't going to go immediately to social media and say, do you know what Sue told me? Sue told me all about this fear she has. You don't want to talk to those kind of people. Why? Because it's going to bring about more fear. You got to talk to someone who's going to have your best interest at heart, where you know that you're going to be protected, you're going to be loved, and you can be able to really begin to just maneuver your way through whatever it looks like when it comes to knowing your fear. This is the only way to get to know what you fear. And if you don't know what you don't know, then you don't know. So you got to know what you fear. Number two, evaluate your fears. Do you think every fear is equal? It's not. Totally not so. Do you think the fear of flying is the same thing as the fear of getting shots at the doctor's office? No, it's not. It's totally different. Now, you might be saying, oh, but that gut feeling, I get nervous and, you know, I just feel like I can't breathe right. Okay, yes, it can invoke different forms or similar forms of emotions. But what it really is it's totally diversified when it comes to, okay, I'm focused here on this fear of flying. And flying, okay, yeah, that's real scary. I'm 30,000 miles up in the air. And if something happens to that plane, I'm coming down and there's nothing stopping me. In a doctor's office, when you go in and get shots, you know there's going to be a little prick. You know something's going to come into your body and then it's going to feel kind of like weird because they're pushing liquid into you. And then eventually it like goes away, but it still kind of feels heavy. Two totally different fears. So you've got to evaluate your fears. Is your fear really worth this craziness and reaction from you? Yeah, believe it or not, sometimes our fears are total make-believe to us. We make it all up in our head. It's the thoughts that we keep thinking over and over and over again. Maybe you heard a story from a good friend and you're like, I do not want my business to turn out like that. Oh my gosh, if she had that type of problem when writing her book, I don't even want to attempt it now. Or have you ever just overthought the whole issue? Maybe it's just overthinking. Maybe you're just stewing over it way too much. When you evaluate your fears, you determine what is worth the unresolved tension. I want you to listen to that again. When you evaluate your fears, you determine what is worth the unresolved tension. There are times that we need to be fearful. Think about it. If you're about ready to get hit by a car, you want to be responding to that particular situation of, oh my gosh, something could happen here, and you want to run for your life the other direction. You're not going to sit there and stand there and wait and run toward something that's going to put you in harm's way. No, you run away from it. So fear can be very beneficial. However, if you're sitting there looking at your fear and you're going, man, I want to be an author. But my girlfriend, she's an author, and I've heard stories. She got told like 30 times no from publishers. And then when she signed up on one, they gave her an advance, and then they asked her to send it back because they no longer wanted her book. They broke the contract, and in very, very fine detail, somehow they figured out how they could, and she was left high and dry. In fact, she had already used that money to help with finishing writing her book by paying for an editor, etc. I don't want that fear. Well, okay, maybe that was your girlfriend's experience with writing her book and becoming a published author. But does that mean that you are going to have the exact same experience? No. You can use her situation as a learning tool and say, wait a minute, if she had this, man, I need to make sure either I have someone who reads my contract really well or that I have someone who is advocating for me as an author, or I want to find a publisher that is going to absolutely work with me. Come, you know what, H-E double hockey sticks or not, wherever the sun rises or the sun sets, you want someone to be on your side. You want someone to have your back. That's the kind of publisher you look for. That totally changes the tone. So why would you be fearful of wanting to become an author and wanting to write just because you've heard of one single experience? When you evaluate your fears, you determine what is worth the unresolved tension. And finally, number three, tackle your fears. Avoiding your fears can increase anxiety and stress. And who needs more of that? With a clear and precise plan, you can tackle your fears. I love football. You know it. And this year, I don't know, the season's going to be really different if we have a season. I'm excited for what it's going to be, but you know what? I don't know. Life is changing every single day. Something's happening in the sports world. Something's happening with COVID-19. Something's happening with the family. You just never know when you get up in the morning what the day is going to bring. But what I do know is that, you know, with football, there's this whole thing about attacking the other team, right? You're playing defense. That's how you got to look at your fears. You're playing defense with your everyday. It's not about going, oh, well, you know what? You kind of look cute today, so maybe I'll dance around with you a little bit. No, tackle them, get rid of them, knock them down, take them to the other side. You got a plan. Take aim, action, ignites motivation. Don't sit there and let your fears run you over. Get on the defense and start getting in the game and face your fears. Now, not all fears need to be dealt with. Some are just not worth the effort nor the energy. But if it is something that truly impedes upon your everyday, then that's a good indication you should face your fears. You're talking about that every day. What is it? Think about something so simplistic as brushing your teeth. For some reason, let's say you're afraid of the water running while you brush your teeth. And you just feel like you're in this tidal wave when you turn on the water. And it just brings about this weird stress ball in your stomach. And you get nauseous and you can't deal with it. Okay, is that going to go well with your everyday? No, why? Because eventually your teeth are going to rot out if you don't brush them. That's a problem. You got to face that fear. Because otherwise it's going to what? Ruin you for life. You don't want to lose all your teeth at 35 or 40 years old. You don't know how good dentures are. You want to keep all your original teeth as much as possible. So you got to face your fears. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's not about necessarily conquering them all in one day, but it's taking these baby steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Our minds can play tricks on us every day, and that's exactly what fear does to us. Fear freezes us. Fear sets us back. When we become stagnant, we become dead. We lose hope. There's no reason to move us forward. Why would you want to live a life like that? That's the fear that needs to be dealt with. Now, yes, you may have bigger ones, more serious ones. And I would recommend that you go and speak to someone, a counselor, a therapist. What you need to do, a coach, whatever you need to begin to work through that. But that may not be where you start. Yeah, maybe it's just brushing your teeth. Maybe instead when you turn on that water, it's more like a waterfall, something that's soothing and refreshing. And when you're done, it's like, ah, I'm ready for my day. You need to begin to change how fear is writing your life. Don't let it have control of every chapter in your book. You take control. Don't sweat your fears because it only brings about more tears. Expand your horizon and face your fears. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.